Our second agenda item is report and possible discussion on pension advisory report from Ann Company Consulting LLC with Tony Kay with Ann Co. Consulting LLC.
You make that name very easy to do.
No, it's not. I'm working on it.
I asked Tony to do a January 31st because on December 31st, it was a little too ugly. So it's $2.8 million, so we recovered to 1.7. So the full report's on December 31st, but I asked him to put a summary report together for January 31st. So if you don't mind, I'd like to discuss just the January 31st.
Give the January 31st update.
Don't you want to do both?
Yeah.
Do you want to do both?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that.
Can I have your good and the bad?
All right, that's fine.
Which order would you like to do?
I'd like to
good news first. Bad news first.
You want to go away from the good.
So in that case, we'll start with the December 31st, 2018 report. Should be the back of the packet that was handed out earlier. The first page, total portfolio walk forward. Began the quarter 9/30 with $21.1 million in assets. Distributions, pension benefit payments of $600,000. Marginal fees and expenses for the quarter. Income of $1.3 million, but that was obviously offset by market activity. Decline of $3.2 million. Really a tough quarter for all clients, all pension investors. S&P 500 equities were down in general. In fact, over the course of 2018, the best performing asset class, unfortunately, was cash. So when you have a time period and cash is the best performing asset class, it tends to be pretty difficult for long-term investors like ourselves. So ended 12/31/2018 with $18.6 million in total assets. Meeting with DFW Airport last week, about a $700 million pension plan. They lost $47 million during the quarter. So losses were really across the board. Again, there was no great place to be invested over the course of the quarter. So page 3 of 18, you can see what that meant in terms of performance for the quarter. Total fund was off 9.3%. Again, pretty challenging time period, and we'll talk about the recovery here in a few moments. That brought the year-to-date performance down to 6.8%. These numbers are fairly endpoint sensitive. We saw a pretty good drop-off in the 3-5 and even 7-year number as we were rolling off some good numbers and then replacing that with a pretty challenging quarter. When we kind of look at drivers of performance or underperformance in some cases. One of the portfolios that weighed on the portfolio over the last 3 and 5 years was the BBH portfolio, Brown Brothers Harriman, which we replaced back in 2018, early in 2018. But of course, those numbers are still in the calculation for the last 3 and 5 years. That fund has continued to have some ups, but more downs. So moving out of that and into the Vanguard fund so far has been a good movement. When you look at the other pieces of the portfolio, MLPs challenged for the quarter. Energy prices traded off close to 25% over the course of the quarter. If you looked at the small cap index, the energy component of the Russell 2000, energy names were off 40% during the course of the quarter. So having that exposure was certainly a headwind. To the positive side, what we've done in fixed income is diversify the portfolio. That's been a good driver for the 3 and 5 year performance. And then diversifying into real estate, particularly REITs, and now the Starwood Fund has generated close to double-digit rates of return since that piece was put into the portfolio. So we've had some parts of the portfolio that I think have worked really well. The energy allocation has been a challenge. And then the other piece that's been a challenge more recently, and we have a recommendation for you to consider later, is the international equity piece, Harbor International. We'll talk about that in a few moments. Questions about that? So if you'll move one page ahead to page 4, of course, with that backdrop, hitting the goals, those were not achieved. return of 6.5% for the five-year period. Candidly, I think the median public fund return over the last 5 years was about 4%. So when you look across all public pension plans, nobody hit a 6.5% rate of return. So you had 2015 coming into play, obviously, in that year. It was a tough year for investors. And, of course, 2018. So unfortunately, did not achieve that goal. But you were not alone in coming up short of that expectation. And then being the top 50th percentile compared to peer universe, of course, not achieving that as well over that time period. So pages five.
Can I make a comment or ask a question? Am I reading our, if it's correct that we haven't met our 6.5% assumption on any of the time frames that are reported, correct?
On seven, any of these, that is correct.
Seven year return gets closest at 5.5, but we're 4.4 from inception.
That's annualized, is it not?
Yes, 5.5. Sir. It is annualized.
So, and also on for the other funds, the many other funds that, of course, you deal with, if they are hitting 4, many of those funds are 8.5%. What are they making? Are they actually making contributions to shore up, or are they just seeing their spread on their unfunded increase dramatically?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really kind of depends on the plan sponsor.
Or if they have money.
Exactly.
Or if they have the courage to stand up and call it what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen, it's been a mixed bag. You know, obviously, with not hitting actuarial assumption rates, that's going to increase required minimum contributions. So you have seen a tick up from that. And again, it just depends to the financial strength of the plan sponsor. Some entities that have increased.
Looking at us not hitting the goal for 7 years, are we being overly optimistic on our goal, Dave?
6.5. Well, it depends on what the market does, but
absolutely every day.
I think we made a change in 2015.
So dropped it from 8
down to 6.5.
Yeah, that was a long discussion too. I remember.
You want us to?
I'm glad we did it though.
I'm not so sure we shouldn't do something else.
That's a good point. You want us to look at the potentials of if we had to. Change we did?
I think we probably should have talked to our actuary too about that before we did. Wouldn't y'all recommend it before we proceeded with that? That's a complex matter.
It really is. It's very complicated.
But it's now that we're all trained,
right?
We've all gone through our training classes.
So maybe we do have the actuary here, so maybe at that time we need to explore that. See what you have to say. So I'll add that.
It's going to be good.
Okay.
They've previously given us different interest assumptions, haven't they? And the necessary funding for it. We assume 5.5. They tell us we got to pay so much. So forth. So.
Well, we've been funding that as wired.
It's going to get us. It won't go away because we can't get that 6.5.
It's going to keep going up, though. Yeah, our requirements. Because we're not making a yield.
Exactly. So might be wise to face the paper now.
That would require a larger one-time.
But you think about it, we're paying out $1.5 million in benefits, and we've got $20 million to invest. So at 8%, we're still underwater. That's the problem.
And we're making 2.3, or 5.5. Right. It's just been a tough yield to find out there.
It seems like it cycles every year about this time. It seems to.
December was just horrible.
Yeah.
Equities went down, interest rates went up, bonds just hit. It was the perfect storm.
So what we do is we look at it, but then we budget it for the 2021 budget since we're in the middle of the 2020 budget. So
I'm guessing that's really difficult.
It's not going to be less than what we've done, though.
That's what we need to all agree on.
That's a cinch.
We were $1.3 million last year, wasn't it? Isn't that what we contributed?
A million two.
$1.2 million.
Some change. So, and I budgeted, I think, $1.4 million or $1.5 million this time. So,
how much do we pay at?
We pay that $600.
Yeah, that's what we pay. With our contribution, we're basically meeting annual distribution system.
It's like Lake Granbury, it's just passing through.
Flow through.
So I'll add a agenda item for the next
one. Next year, January, please. Or no, you had something else, I'm sorry.
The only other thing that I wanted to cover is on page 6 real quick, and then we'll move to January if that's all right.
Takes time. I didn't mean to push you.
Absolutely. So the one thing that I did want to point out, and Mr. Bennett, I believe this was a request that you had a few quarters ago, was to put in the estimated annual fees for the managers. So you can see under total domestic equity there, we have the Vanguard 500 index fund now, very low cost, competitively priced index fund. So at 5 basis points. So if you kind of rewound and went back and looked at the portfolio when we had Brown Brothers Harriman, total line item at the bottom there, if you scroll down just a little bit, total plan expenses or investment expenses are 0.56%. Prior to replacing BBH with the Vanguard Fund, we were looking at about 83 basis points, so 0.83%. So obviously returns are... nobody can predict what those are going to be, but any chance we have to control costs, we're going to take advantage of that, and that's helped certainly help the portfolio in reducing expenses. So with that, if there aren't any other questions about 1231's report, I will jump to the January 31st flash update. And I'll move to page 2 of the report, total portfolio walk forward, and this is just for the month of January, you know, on page 2. So, of course, beginning with $18.6 million in assets, distributions for the month of January were $200,000. Again, marginal fees and expenses. And then asset appreciation of $1.2 million. So nice recovery, at least part of the downdraft, if you will, for the fourth quarter. So good start to January. February is off to a good start as well. We didn't have reconciled figures, but equities are up about 3 to 4% over the course of February. So when we look at page 3, what that meant in terms of monthly performance, up 6.8%, brought the fiscal year-to-date return up to at least a positive figure. And then the three-year number, I think going back to the question earlier about 6.5, yeah, we did make it over the last 3 years, and of course that does include what transpired in 2018. You also see the seven-year figure, still not at 6.5%, but certainly closing the gap. Again, some of the same undercurrents, if you will. MLPs did come back during the month by about 11%, but long term, those have really been a weight on the portfolio's returns. Similarly, though, on the other side, real estate, another good month, up 11% as well. So helping drive performance there.
So is it? Am I reading this correctly? That so at our that was at 9:30. That was the forward. So at the December 31 report showed our distributions, and those are the distributions to the participants, right?
Correct.
So we only spent $600,000 last year.
This is a quarter. This is 9/30/18 up to 12/31.
This is the month.
Yeah. So and this is just 1 month.
Like you said, $2.4 million a year.
Yeah. So if you go back to page 2 on that walk forward of the flash report of the January update, so if you backed out the $600,000 in distribution or benefit payments last quarter, and then the $200,000 in the month of January, you'd be looking at a market value of 20.5. So, I mean, those distributions obviously bring down the total market value as well. It's important to consider that we have the one contribution during the course of the year.
We're through with that now. We're free and clear of the deficiency we had from the actuarial study, on the payment we made last year, the $250,000. That's all back. So done deal.
So if I could...
Pretty good part of the distribution.
That is a part of the distribution.
Correct. Pretty good number.
Yes. $250,000.
So if I could highlight one more item in the flash report, if you'll go to page 4. Did want to talk about the international equity piece here. So down at the bottom there, that's Harbor International. They have struggled relative to their benchmark. We've had our eye on this portfolio for a couple of years now, kind of been fits and starts. You get a little frustrated with them, and then they have a good quarter. So they were on the hot seat to begin with. But recently it was announced that the portfolio manager that is responsible for the day-to-day management of the investments is being replaced. That actually already occurred. So Northern Cross was replaced by Marathon Asset. Given that, and we know both managers well, our research group, our research team has recommended that any clients invested in Harbor look at alternatives. So we provided that in a separate document, but wanted to show you the performance. It's not just a performance concern. Those are certainly there, but also when you remove the day-to-day manager of who's making the buy and sell decisions for the portfolio, that's a big red flag. So those two strikes, I think it's you only need two to be out in this business. So that's you'll see a recommendation of a little bit for that, or a replacement for Harbor.
We're showing market value of 2.9 January 31 in Harbor. And January 31 showed at $2.7 million.
So it's down like $700,000, am I reading that right?
$87.7 million. Harbor showed down January. Harbor International allocation shows 14.8% and the market value 2.9. And then you look at the January 31, they're different.
No, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. We went all the way across. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I was looking.
Well, no, it's down from
2.8.
Well,
that's
more than 200,000.
It went up 200,000.
It's increased 200,000.
It was really bad.
Okay, I'm going the wrong way. Okay.
Yeah, which if you look for the month, that fund was up 6.91%. So it did recover somewhat, but its benchmark was up better than 7.5%. And you look over really all time periods, furthest right hand side shows since inception for this portfolio, so into the pension plan. Compounded annualized rate of return of 3.49. That's a net of fees figure. But certainly trailing the benchmark, 4.48%.
That's annualized?
That's annualized.
Do you know what we pay for that?
So the fee on that portfolio?
Original?
0.73%.
I don't know what it tells you, it's original. Money wise.
The original investment?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just wonder how much we're underwater. That's my, from what we paid to what we're going to sell.
Well, we're not underwater. I can tell you that.
3.49%.
Yeah, since inception, it's up 3.49% compounded annually. And we've also rebalanced the portfolio and taken money from Harbor at times.
Okay.
Yeah. But relative to the benchmark, it hasn't performed as well. But yeah, it's been a positive investment since it's been added to the portfolio. Just not to the expectations.
Much better, than the first nine than it's been the last three.
That's the portfolio manager changes occurred. They had a portfolio manager pass away, unfortunately, and that's happened in the last 3 to 5 years. So those things are more current, which has dragged down the recent performance.
Any other questions? Comments?